Joanne Davidson is dead. Davidson, the first woman to hold the position of Ohio House Speaker, began her career with the Ohio Chamber of Commerce and later served 10 years on the Reynoldsburg City Council. Visitation will be held in the State House Rotunda from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday, with a service following. Governor DeWine has ordered flags to fly at half-staff until her funeral. Joanne Davidson was 97. Extensive restoration work continues in the West Courtroom of the Licking County Courthouse. The preservation efforts are part of a 10-year, $18.2 million restoration of the entire courthouse. Crews are discovering never-before-seen artwork. All six of the seating murals are painted on canvas. The Licking County Probate Court will be appointing one new park commissioner to serve the Licking Park District. They should have a genuine interest in open space preservation and passive recreation. There's some paperwork requirements that have to be done by November 22nd. Contact the Probate Court for more information. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. AT&T has donated refurbished Chromebooks to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Newark. In all, 125 Chromebooks were donated to clubs in Central Ohio for use at their area clubhouses. The Newark Club recently celebrated the 5th anniversary and thanked the community for their support. One of the biggest cranes in the world has arrived at Intel's $28 billion project in Licking County, and its name is Ms. Armstrong. Intel asked Johnstown Monroe Intermediate students to name the crane, and since the crane can lift up to 5.5 million pounds and is taller than two Statues of Liberty, fifth grader Kellen and classmate Luke came up with the same name since the crane has a strong arm. Extended hours for early in-person voting and absentee voting this week. Vote today at the Licking County Board of Elections in downtown Newark from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Vote tomorrow from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tomorrow also the last day to request an absentee ballot application from the board. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.